right, here we go. As promised, look, it's my buddy Drew from Napa Valley Paddle. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Bob. Good to see you.
Well, normally we do river talk because, of course, you command the river with more boats than anybody, more kinds of boats, more kinds of kayaks and sups and fishing sups and paddling kayak. You got everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go check stuff out, just go borrow it from Drew. He'll rent you anything for an hour.
Yeah, we keep it interesting. Test driving.
And then if you want to buy one, you have some that are actually in your warehouse. I've done it to them before. I like this one. All right, I got a couple.
Well, you do.
Now I have one.
We call it the Rodeo Drive of storage units.
The Rodeo Drive. I like that.
It's on the river down there off Imola.
All right. So we were talking last time you were here about the bioluminescence tour, and you had some openings, and then it was full. And then I called you and went, how you doing? You said, it's full. And I said, all right, well, I'll just meet you out there. And the rest was history, man.
What a great night, huh?
That was an amazing night. 26 people, Drew, had come out to go for a little bioluminescence tour. You meet out at Tamales Bay at Nick's Cove at about 7, and then launch around 8. By the time you get over to the wall, it's around 9. And let the magic begin.
Yeah, the moon shadow. I mean, the moon didn't even come up that night, right?
No.
And it won't tonight either. We'll sold out tonight and tomorrow. And it's a new moon.
Sold out tomorrow as well?
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're
well, everybody
we're
saw
up.
It now and they went, oh, I want to see that. Yeah, we when we got out last week, I was able to pull up to the wall, which is on the other side of Tamales. And I had my group of people and I was showing them how to do it with your hand or comb the water. And then I was like, now pick it up in your palm and pour it out. And it was like, oh, because the waterfall between your hand and the water is lit up.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes no sense. Your brain has to like work the math on this. Wait, water doesn't light up. Wait, I mean, even when I was doing the bubble splash 15 feet in front of me, right? Well, those just look like bubbles. And I go, exactly. And we're in pitch black dark. How come you can see the bubbles? Oh, right?
Yeah.
See, it's just your brain can't quite do the math because we've never seen water light up.
Right. It's completely unfamiliar medium, you know, and the stars are lit up. The sky's lit up by the stars. And to some extent, it looks like the stars are in the water also, you know, it's that fluorescent white light.
Right.
That trails your kayak and every paddle stroke and splashes off the hull of the Kanaka boat.
Your wake will light up. The Kanaka boat. Drew's got an old whaler boat with
for families. So we can get out and see the bioluminescence.
But it's got a clear skin. It's like a whale, but because it's the new day, we can't actually skin whales. But we do have something that works just like the whale skin, which is see through. So when you're paddling in the Kanaka boat, underneath you is lighting up. It's just wherever you're agitating the water, it lights up.
Yep. So it's an amazing natural phenomenon, and it's so close to us, right over the right down the 50 miles away, Tamales Bay.
It's an hour away. Yeah. I think it was an hour and 3 when I went out last week, and coming home was even quicker. All I know is I was home before I knew it, because the whole way, you know, you just get that perma smile of yeah.
It's a good four mile paddle, couple hours. It's exhilarating. I mean, it's a lot of work for us because we hike everything off the dock and trailer it over there, and you know. But every time I get there, it's just like
worth it.
It's so worth it.
Worth it.
To watch the sun go down while we're doing the paddle fitting and the life jacket adjustments, and the sun sets, and then we're out off. So the weather's looking good. Yeah, we'd love to get this going with more Napa folks. I mean, we can add dates too. We can add Fridays. So we did. We just added Friday in September 23rd.
Oh, okay. So you got another date coming up. But you're sold for tonight and tomorrow, but there are some future dates. So how do they can just go to your website, Napa Valley Paddle?
Yeah. Just go to our website. It's the new moons is what we target. So you want as little light from that moon or no light in the case of tonight and on the 23rd.
Right.
But it was nice to have you come out. It was a fun night.
I had a blast, man. So much fun. I took off with my own little group. And, you know, you break into groups and you stay together. And then you all meet up at the meeting points.
It's Hog Island.
Cracking between Hog Island. And, I guess we should say a couple of highlights. Sharks. Drew had a shark go by. I had one jump 10 feet in front of me, 2 feet to the left. Pitch black, dark, nothing. And I hear, and then I see it light up. And then I hear, push. And I'm like, it lit him up enough to see the shark fall back down and go, all right, that's interesting. What were we doing? Why are we jumping out of the water? Yeah, little moments like that. Or something swims next to your boat, and there's lightning bolts going by you, and you're like, what's that? That's a fish swimming by.
Yeah, all over the place. We had a big one, a couple big ones stirred up under, right behind that Hog Island spot, in that dark spot.
Right.
Pull that's... in, and just two or three just, whoosh, you know. Swam away quick, little lightning bolts. Kind of traces their body as they swim away quickly.
Right.
That's a sight to see.
Yeah, well, you know what it does? It shows us how many fish are there that we never see. You just don't know because they're right under the water, but they're swimming by us the whole time. And you can tell during bioluminescence because they're illuminated. Yeah, and man. You can see little things swim. It's quite an experience. It's a once in a lifetime. If you've never seen bioluminescence and you have an opportunity, take it. Yeah. And you've got it now because Drew's doing these tours and now he's hooked on it. So he's adding more tours every weekend.
Well,
so.
Maybe I'd do a camp, overnight camp, and go out at midnight. So we could do that in Point Reyes, camp on the beach. Because, I mean, 1 a.m, it's pitch black.
Right.
And the bioluminescence is just like 400 or 500 yards away. So we'd have a little campfire, a little dinner maybe.
Right.
Out there. You know, the sky's the limit. But I'm going to try the Kubera hybrid tonight. So I'm going to take the Kubera 120, one of these hybrid
kayaks.
That's
the penguin paddly one that paddles
well,
like a penguin?
Well, we've got those. We've got the pedal drives now as well.
Okay.
But this
what's
is
this
just,
one? See what
I'm
saying?
It's like a paddleboard hybrid thing.
Okay.
It's a kayak. It's a fishing platform, actually, is what it is. But it's got a raised seat. You can stand on it, though, and paddle. And so it should be particularly enjoyable because you'll be up 6 feet to see those, all that.
Nice.
All that light. All that luminescence.
Awesome.
Joy was saying it was just spilling over the top of her board, and the board was lighting up. So we'll see how those goes.
That's right. Joy was paddleboarding with her dog, a big poodle, who I catch 4 mile paddle in the dark. Drew's like, no, she's a pro. And I went, oh my, by the end of the trip, I'm all, yes, she is. That was nice. She's out there with her like 80-pound poodle, like a standard poodle, and her stand-up paddleboard. Right out there with the rest of us. I mean, it was phenomenal. So thank you for inviting me. It was fantastic,
Thanks
Drew.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. So if you want to be part of something that cool, just get a hold of Drew over at Napa Valley Paddle, and he'll get you a boat and get you out there. Thanks, Drew.
Hey, thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow night.